And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ. Here it is, Sunday morning, March 16th. Seems like spring. We are just a few days away. We'll be moving out of wintertime and moving into spring before you know it. We thank you for joining us. Got a beautiful sunny day outside today, and we're glad you're here. We start out with the pistol prayer. We see it coming true. We continue to pray it. You know, when you find something that works, it's best to stick with it. It is. So we hope you'll join us. We'd be glad to send this to you on a Bible bookmarker if you'd like. You just request it. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, Remnant, we do want to remind you, we keep doing it, of the Bible reading plan. You can't go wrong reading your Bible. It's as simple as that. So we encourage you to do that. We still have plenty of the print copies. We send them out with new orders. Been sending a lot into the prisons, and we'd be glad to send you one. It's at the website as well, and we can email you that as well, if you'd like that. So that's the 2025 Bible reading plan. Well, I want to start out. I noticed this yesterday, and I think it applies many times. We have it in the physical. We have it in the spiritual as well. But it's Isaiah 43:2. I want to start there this morning, and I kind of titled this "The Storms of Life," because they come, they do. But we have help to get through them. Let's take a look. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." And, of course, that references, there's many Bible stories that we could reference there and cross-reference and compare to, but the storms of life that we have in our personal life, as well as the physical storms, they come. And like it says, it doesn't say you won't pass through the waters. It doesn't say you won't be in the river. It doesn't say you won't be in the fire. But it says that you won't go through them alone. And we have to remember that. Economic times, still pretty tough out there. I think they're getting better, but I think they're still pretty tough right now. The people that I talk to, the things that I see, and then this nation as well. I talk to people, things seem like they're getting better, but we're still seeing things in the physical that, well, I think it's pay attention to what's going on, these things that are happening. We just had a full lunar eclipse this last week. If you got to stay up late Thursday night, early Friday morning to see that. And then 2/3 of the nation under massive storms Friday, Saturday, and continuing today. So I wanted to touch base, had a couple pictures wanted to share with you about that. Massive storm system bringing tornadoes, wildfires, dust storms, all at one time to about 2/3 of the nation. Had at least 3 dead after extreme winds and monster dust storms and wildfires tearing across Texas and Oklahoma. And those are included up in the Dakotas as well. 3 deaths, several injuries reported. Powerful winds ripped through the southern plains on Friday, sparking wildfires, dust storms, and power outages. Some gusts approached 100 miles an hour. New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Multiple fires. And had huge wrecks. Multiple pileups occurred across the region amid the wind and dust, including one on Interstate 27 south of Canyon, Texas, which involved dozens of vehicles. And our locals sent a fire crew out to South Dakota to fight some of those fires. And so I had a couple pictures of, we've forgotten the dust storms. The dust storms that came back in the late 20s and the 30s through these areas. If you've ever read the book, I didn't bring it this morning, I've got it, but it's The Worst Hard Time. is a great book about the dust storms and told by the people that went through it. It's called The Worst Hard Time, The Worst Hard Times. And these pictures that I saw that we've got, I think, a couple of them to share with you this morning were reminiscent of that. Just blackouts, almost like blizzard-type conditions on the highways, on the interstates. And then you combine that with the wildfires that were fed by these massive winds. And then you've got the smoke and the dust, lots of accidents and pileups just a mess. Several massive pileups, wrecks and things like that, and tornadoes as well. Yeah, you see, there was a massive pileup there on the interstate. And then tornadoes, at least 15 people dead in Missouri and Arkansas following a widespread and dangerous severe weather outbreak. Started on Friday, continuing during the first half of the weekend, continued through yesterday, and then in places continuing today as well. Now, we can say, you know, that just happens. It's fixing to be spring. That happens. Well, it does. It does. But you know what? Usually, it doesn't always happen at once. And it usually doesn't happen from, I couldn't get the picture to load right, so I didn't get to share it with you. But I saw one graphic that it's from like mid-Canada down to the Gulf of now America, but down to Texas. We saw a lot of this in Texas. And all into the East Coast, two-thirds of the nation, all at one time. And so, you know, sometimes we see wildfires break out, and sometimes you see a dust storm here and there. But the way that they all come together at one time, and no, it's not a Mother Nature being mad at you at all, but I do believe that it is God saying, he's trying to get everybody's attention. He is. Now, we can turn to him. He is, I've got this next slide titled, Our Shelter in the Storm, because that's what he is. If you're familiar with Psalms 91, just wanted to have one verse of that with you. But Psalms 91, verse 4 tells us, he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Now, to some of us, that makes perfect sense. And we know that for those that dwell, as Psalms 91 starts out, in the shelter of the Most High, that his protection is there. Even in these, whether it's these storms that come, like have come and are still raging over half the nation right now in the physical, or the economic storms, or the storms that maybe come from overseas, from enemies there, or from enemies within, or the storms in our life, whether they are, if it's health issues or financial problems. His truth is still there. He is still there as our armor and protection. And like we read in Isaiah, we still have to go through the river at times. We still have to, we're still in the fire at times. But again, we're not alone. We don't go through it by ourselves. Jason did a great job on coffee yesterday morning and, reiterating time and time again, it's a time to be in prayer, people. It's a time to be praying. It's a time to make sure that we have that proper connection, that we do understand Isaiah and Psalms and the promises that are there for us from our God. So we hope that's where you are as we have the change of seasons coming up. Right? The solar year of 24 is ending. The solar year of 25 is beginning, just coming up here in just a few days, the 18th and 19th, I think. And then March 20th is the spring equinox. 14 days later is Passover. It's a busy time. It is. It's an active time. But it's a time to grow closer to our God. It really is. Well, we hope you're familiar with our network website, sfawbn.com. The Newswire is there. the schedule, tons of information. And so if you've got current events or breaking news happening in your neck of the woods, make sure you send us an email. We'll be glad to do our best to share it with others. You see the email address there. You can email it to Jason at sfaw.org. And we'll do our best to share it and get those truths spread out. Another verse in Psalm for this kind of second part here I wanted to start out with. For the Lord is righteous. Psalms 11, chapter 11, verse 7 says, "For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. Upright men will see his face." And that is one of the things that we are to be striving toward is justice, right? Righteousness and justice. We hear so much, you hear so much in the land what you do hear about, oh, it's just praise Jesus, praise. What is it that he wants? Oh, he wants your heart, brother. He wants your heart. He wants you to believe in him. And it's like that's all you ever hear. But his word says different. His word says he is righteous. He loves justice. That's what he wants from us, is justice and righteousness. And so there are truths that are coming out that are a good thing. I saw this one specifically and got a couple things here. Yeah, truth be told, regarding ivermectin. Oh, you know, this was our conspiracy theory last year, but this year more and more are coming out. Ivermectin found fame and in some corners of the media infamy during the COVID-19 pandemic for its groundbreaking use by medical experts in the early treatment of COVID. Ivermectin is, once again, being hailed as a medical miracle for its potential application in the fight against cancer. A new cancer treatment protocol involving repurposed drugs ivermectin, fenbendazole, I think I said that right, and mebendazole, I think that's right, has recently passed peer review and being heralded as a potential breakthrough in cancer therapy. And I thought this was interesting. The ivermectin and mebendazole protocol recently garnered international attention after actor Mel Gibson and Joe Rogan discussed it in a recent episode of Rogan's popular podcast. In a candid conversation on Joe Rogan's podcast, the Braveheart star revealed that two of his close friends who had been battling stage 4 cancer, that's last stage, that's final, right? There is no stage 5 cancer, right, Jason? I mean, 4 is it. They experienced remarkable recoveries after using ivermectin and fenbendazole, drugs commonly employed to treat parasitic infections like roundworms and threadworms. And I just bring that up because, oh, it was. It there were people that were kicked off social medias, and doctors lost their license over the last 4 years for talking about this and promoting this. And now it's, well, there's now just in, since then, there's been peer reviews and studies done because it's the truth, and it comes out, and it needs to come out. Oh, not that I worship this guy, but I think he's better than what we had before. And I wanted to share this. I thought this was interesting because, see, truths are coming out even from Hollywood actors and podcasters and vice presidents. How about that? J.D. Vance warns to Europe, this was speaking at a European conference, that Europe is at risk of civilization suicide through open borders and censorship. Vice President Vance doubled down on his critique of the globalist agenda that dominates much of Europe, warning that ultimately it may be the downfall of the cradle of Western civilization. He told Europeans at a conference this last week, "The greatest threat facing their continent is those who destroy liberties from within, rather than from external actors like Russia or China." Now that's different. What have we done since the end of World War II is prepared to fight Russia and China? Because that's the great enemy. But see, there's a little more truth to it than that. Here's a couple more quotes from him. "The entire idea of Christian civilization that led to the founding of the United States of America was formed in Europe. The cultural bonds, the religious bonds, these things are going to last beyond political disagreements, Vance said. But I think that Europe, and frankly, I would have said this about America a year ago, is at risk, I think, of engaging in civilizational suicide. He particularly highlighted the open borders agenda that has come to dominate much of Europe over the past decade. Yeah, the great EU, right? And the increasingly authoritarian speech restrictions imposed by supposedly liberal governments in the EU and the UK. And so, how about that? You mean that Christian civilization, Christian culture coming from Europe? Yeah, it's only one of the reasons that this nation was founded. Anyway, this occurred to me. These are things that we've been saying, that this ministry's been saying, been trying to open people's minds and hearts up to for years. And that this Christian civilization is headed for suicide. Oh, it's not the Russians coming in and destroying it. No, it's the people within. And that there's a history here. Anyway, truths are coming out, and it's a good thing. No, it's not a mighty oak. You pull the curtain back, it's not a mighty oak that's already grown full of truth, but it's an acorn planted. It's a seed planted, another seed planted. Or maybe for some, it's a seed watered and nourished and weeded out around it so it can grow. And we're seeing this. We're seeing truths come out from Hollywood actors, right? From people that certainly don't claim to be Christians, to our vice president who was a Christian and then an atheist and then a Catholic, according to his words. So I would just say don't shoot the messenger, right? Let's just be glad that truth is coming out, and I think that is a good thing. I saw this too. And I think that this is, I guess maybe out in left field a little bit, but Disney is so big these days. They have everything, but you know what? It's crumbling. It's crumbling. It's just falling down. They're having what's called stream fatigue. Americans spent 23% less on streaming services to get this crap pumped into their home last year than the year before. Having terrible Disney World vacations, well, when it's $300 a day to get in there and it's all left-wing liberal, why not? And then you see the little mixed-breed Hispanic girl up here. That's the latest Snow White. Snow White. That's not Snow White. That's Dirty Brown. Divisive Snow White live-action film slammed by viewers again following the release of a new clip. See, it was this new Snow White was going to be the latest, greatest, just embracing the diversity of mankind and blah, blah, blah. And it just everything they're doing is failing. Just another part of Babylon falling. Another part of it. Another brick out of that wall. Another drop in the revenue stream over here. And those are good things. Luke 8:17, again, tying in with truth. Luke 8:17 says, there is nothing kept secret that will not come to light. And so these truths, whether it's ivermectin, whether it's the lies of the brotherhood of man, and these truths come to light. They are. There's one other thing I wanted to cover here, and then just a couple quick scriptures, and we'll wrap up this morning. But many aircraft issues lately. Just had a big Delta jet land in, I think it was Delta, American Airlines, in Denver with engine vibration. And by the time they got taxiing in, when the engines caught on fire, they had to evacuate the people off the wing. If you see the picture there, that's Denver Airport just this last week. And a few people went to the hospital, but it was a full jet. I mean, it truly was a catastrophe averted. I don't know the cause. just reporting what's happened. And so if just that would have happened, well, you know, that happens. But that's not just what's happening. Just a few highlights. Other recent incidents have ranged from the mid-air collision that killed 67 people near Washington in January to an airliner clipping another in February while taxiing at the Seattle airport. Two small planes collided in mid-air near an Arizona airport in mid-February. A small commuter plane crashed in western Alaska in early February, killing all 10 people on board. A medical transport plane had just taken off, plummeted into a Philadelphia neighborhood in late January, killing all 6 people on board and one person on the ground. This is out of the ordinary, folks, and that's not all. A single-engine plane carrying 5 people crashed and burned into flames last Sunday in the parking lot of a retirement community near a small airport near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. A Delta Airlines jet flipped over while landing in Toronto's Pearson Airport back in February. You remember that. We saw the video of that. That was on live, pretty much live stream video. Had a person there at the airport that saw that hard landing. And so, what's going on? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I know that it's a mess out there, and you better be prayed up. I know that's one of the reasons Jason was pushing prayer so much on coffee yesterday morning, is that the times that we are in require that, at least of the believer, at least of the true follower of Jesus Christ. And the Word tells us. The Word tells us about these things. Let's take a look. A couple more scriptures here, and we'll wrap up. Luke 21:28. Luke 21:28 says, "So, when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near." And so I say, be ready. That's all we can do is be ready. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We aren't guaranteed today. But when all these things happen, we have in the world wars and rumors of wars. We have those pushing peace, peace. We should hope for peace. I hope for peace. But it has to be a godly peace. It has to be a peace according to this, and not according to to tenets that are opposed to God's word and God's will. But for us, for the believer, remember the promises we read in Isaiah, the promises in Psalms. And I'll wrap up this morning in 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9:24, it tells us, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it." And that's what I'll leave you with this morning, is make sure that we're running in such a way that we do obtain that prize of Jesus Christ. Well, folks, stay tuned. We've got more for you this morning. We've got a timeless message for you that I know you're going to enjoy. Got a brand new message for you from Brother Zach. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in a bit. And you deserve our praise.
I heard about the grace you've shown by sending your only son. So now I live my life for you because of who you are and all you do. And until the day you come to reign on earth, I'll tell others of all your worth. For I will sing your praises all the day, and I will lift my hands to you. For you are wonderful and mighty, and you deserve our praise. Christ said where two or more are gathered, in his name he is in our midst. And if we have faith to believe, we can move mountains. I will sing your praises all the day, and I will lift my hands to you. For you are wonderful and mighty, and you deserve our praise.
Spirit in our land, raising up the kind.